Building a base in Minecraft is something almost every player does. They may vary in size and style, but they all serve the same purpose of a place to call home. With 1.20, the Trails and Tales update coming to us soon, there's no better time to start brewing up some ideas for what you want to build as your base, whether you're planning on starting a new world or you just want to change up your current one. Either way, here are some of my favorite ideas that you can use as inspiration for creating your very own base. First up, we'll start with my current survival base, which actually spans over this entire mountain range. The idea with this is that I wanted to set up a whole bunch of farms and other helpful things in my world, but instead of just shoving them all in the same place or hiding them underground, I made a separate building to cover up each one. So for example, my super smelter is in this building here, my nether portal has its own cool build over the top of it, my wheat farm is connected up to this water mill, you get the idea. Every single one of these buildings has something that I use and constantly check in on. So instead of having just one mega base, as some like to call it, I have a bunch of smaller, more detailed builds that are all connected through pathways and landscaping, which might be more favorable to you if you're not a fan of building huge bases. Now you may notice that there is one building that stands out slightly more than the rest. It's this one right here. Of every building I've made in these mountains, this one is definitely the most frequented, and that's because inside of here is my storage and bedroom, both very important aspects in a survival world. If I didn't need as many farms or I was happy building them elsewhere, this would actually make for a pretty cool solitary base. I wouldn't call it a mega base exactly, it's not really big enough for that, and I also wouldn't say it's a house exactly, it's kind of an in-between. So what you could do is design a huge building like this, trying to stay away from house-like features. Basically, don't just build four walls and a roof, try to do something a bit more unique. Of course, in this situation, Google or other websites like Pinterest are your best friend in helping you to get some inspiration if you can't think of exactly what to build. Maybe you're not looking to build anything too crazy and you just want your main base to be a house. That's cool too. However, you're probably gonna need a big one. Whether it's designing your own modern mansion, including a surrounding structure for more space, or building a large house with everything you need on the inside. As long as you make it big enough for your own needs, you'll be set. I'd recommend planning ahead though and have a think about what you actually want to be included inside of your base so that you leave yourself enough room. If you get yourself into a predicament where you run out of space and need to expand, you can always do that by going underground. This could be by transforming parts of a cave into your base, or even just having a large open area leading off to all of your farms or whatever else you choose to put down there. You could even just scrap the idea of building a regular house altogether and do everything underground, and just simply have one entrance to go inside. Alternatively, you could build one of these underground bases with an open or glass roof, so you can still see the outside, but you don't have to do too much exterior work, which may suit some people better. Something else which makes for a great survival base and can be easily expanded are hobbit holes. I guess these are kind of a version of underground bases where the majority of the build will be in some sort of terrain. I think they are perfect as you can build a simple exterior and interior for a starter base, and then as you play more in your world, you can begin to dig out more space and expand. You don't even have to build a stereotypical hobbit hole, this mountainside base or iceberg base would work too. Which reminds me, here is a small base I set up in my old survival world where I built on top of and inside of an iceberg. Whilst you don't have to do the same exactly by building in a frozen ocean, it's more of just the idea of finding a piece of land that you like the look of and building all over it. Sort of like a small version of my current survival base which we spoke about in the beginning of the video. So long as you've got yourself an elytra, you could build your base up in the sky and have it just floating there. Now, this is my work in progress base from my hardcore Skyblock series, but it serves as a good example of just building lots of different platforms with something useful on each one and connecting them with pathways. It might be wise to build some way up to the top of your base, such as having a nether portal up the top and down the bottom so you can go through the nether to get up to your base if you do happen to lose your elytra. If you don't like the platform idea, you could always build something like an airship or balloon house to live in, just maybe build them a bit bigger than these two. This next one may not be the best idea for a base as it would definitely come with some challenges, but you could always build in the nether, or the end for that matter. Building in a different dimension to the overworld could result in a pretty interesting base design and would probably make for a fun challenge if you're up for it. I've made quite a few nether houses here on my channel, all of them quite small, but here is one of my larger ones, a nether castle in the middle of a lava pool. You could always build a bigger version of this and spend your days ruling over the netherworld. Castles themselves make for a really cool survival base, even when they're not built in the nether, believe it or not. They can be any size, from something really small, upgrading to a medium size, or even building a massive castle spanning over hundreds of blocks. Unfortunately, I don't have a good example of this, as I've never made a really large castle. I would like to at some point, but if you need ideas, then I can assure you there will be lots out there on the internet. Castles in Minecraft are very popular. Now, you may not be looking for a popular base idea, you might want something a bit more unique. Well, how about living inside of a sized up version of a Minecraft mob, block, or item, such as a flower pot house or my sniffer base here, just in case you love the new 1.20 mobs so much you want to set up camp inside of it. You can take a look through the creative menu and scan for any items that you think would make for an interesting base. Perhaps a lantern, turtle eggs, an anvil, so on and so forth. If you're crazy, you could even build a house made out of blocks that are made out of blocks themselves, just like the guys on the Sidecraft server did. Something I love to build in this game are villages, towns, and cities. Now, usually I don't have anything of use inside of these buildings, it's all purely aesthetic. However, you could easily turn a village into your own survival base by giving some of the buildings a use. You could use the library as your enchanting setup, the smithy as your smelting area, the town hall for your storage room, you get the idea. It would make for a very lively survival base that would feel super immersive to be a part of, especially if you can get some villagers to live there with you. One of my favorite bases I've made was here on the Ripple Effect server. I found a mushroom island, converted it to grass so it would look green and luscious, and then built a whole bunch of stuff all over it, including a mansion right in the middle and a large underground area for all of my farms. Because mobs don't spawn here on mushroom islands, I didn't have to worry about anything trying to kill me, so I was completely safe at all times, which just made for a really relaxing experience where I could just sit back and build. This next idea takes place somewhere most people might not initially think to build, and that is underwater. I only have a couple of underwater houses that I've made in Minecraft, and they're pretty small, but every time I have, I really enjoy it. There's just something about staring out of the window, watching the fish and other mobs swim by. It feels very peaceful. Now, obviously, you'd probably want something a bit bigger than these, so I would recommend gathering some sponges first from the ocean monuments, as those will be paramount in building just about anything underwater. Unless, of course, you want to set up a conduit so you can breathe in the water, then you can just swim about everywhere. Something that does make for a very cool base in Minecraft is a tower. It's kind of like building a house for your base, just more vertical. You can construct the outside first and then section off a bunch of the inside on different levels where you can just build something helpful on each floor. Similar to building a house for your base, if you run out of room, you can just go directly down and continue the vertical structure underground, or even just expand upwards all the way to world height. Last but not least, we have tree houses. Who doesn't love the idea of living up in the trees, permanently having a great view over your surrounding area, all whilst feeling at one with nature? Of course, you might need more room than what one tree house will give you, so you could always expand over to other trees and build more tree houses that are all connected. There is one more option for what you could do for a tree house, which is to build a ginormous tree that you can live inside of, like my giant sized up Minecraft oak tree here. It might take a while, but at least you won't lose track of it. So there we go, everybody. Those are all of the base ideas that I have for you today. I really hope this helped you out and that you enjoyed watching. Thank you ever so much for doing that, and I will see you in the next video. Bye for now.